commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Many college-bound kids in the Midwest take the ACTs. The other college exam, the SATs, are dominant on the coasts. I remember taking my SATs twice, and I remember the scores, too. 1150 the first time, which is above average, and 1245, which is much better the second time. Yesterday, there was news that the SATs are being dumbed down. The essay section is gone. Easier words will be used in the verbal section of the test. The guessing penalty, where a quarter point gets deducted for each wrong multiple-choice answer to discourage guessing, is being eliminated. A perfect score, 1600, is going to become much more common. The SATs have always been unfairly criticized, although they have served a useful purpose. They're the best way for colleges to compare students from vastly different backgrounds and from very different high school experiences. How should an admissions office compare a student from a dirt-poor school district with a private prep school applicant? The SAT, which would be taken by both students, is a good comparison. Not all school districts are the same, and not all A's are equal. Some have claimed the test is racist, loaded up with words that an inner-city student wouldn't come across. Now, that's hogwash. An educated person has a vocabulary that allows them to express themselves. The verbal section mostly tests who reads for pleasure and who doesn't. Reading is the ultimate vocabulary builder. And math, of course, can't be racist. 2 + 2 = 4 in English, Spanish, Russian, or Ebonics. There is also the falsehood that some students are bad test takers. This is the excuse of the unprepared. Students who know their stuff take their tests with quiet confidence. The ones who freeze up are the ones who know they're not going to do very well. What's being lost here is academic rigor. Anything that's perceived as difficult needs to be attacked and discredited. There's no sense of students needing to reach beyond themselves to achieve a difficult goal. Instead, the goalposts get moved closer. There are no benefits to this, except pumping up someone with a false sense of self-esteem. What's the value of letting someone think they're smart when they really aren't?